Because character is so important to me. If you have a bad character, how the fuck am I supposed to trust you in a marriage? Like, character is everything. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Flings and Things. I'm your host Moni, and I know it's been so freaking long, but I'm back here with episode 92. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been patient. I apologize, we've never taken this much of like a break, but your girl needed it. And I hope everybody had a very happy holidays, a very safe holidays. Hope everyone's having a great start to the new year. My year did not end the way I wanted it to, and I'll go into that shortly, but it was a crazy last couple, like, I guess it's been like a month and a half. I mean, almost 2 months now, because now we're in the middle of January, basically, or at least next week will be when this launches. But I'm going to go over updates and kind of just going to go over what happened in my life for the last month and a half to 2 months that I can remember, because I'm going off the spot. I didn't write like a list of things I want to tell you guys about. So if you guys don't care or you want to skip this part, just literally skip to the next section, because this is probably going to be a while. So the last time we talked, I was getting ready to decorate, or like I think I had decorated already or starting to decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving though with my bestie Tiffany. So I guess the first update I'll go over is Thanksgiving went great. My family came from San Diego. They were here with my boyfriend. We were supposed to go to his family as well, but they ended up having like a family emergency, so they went to Mexico. So unfortunately, I didn't get to spend Thanksgiving with them, but my boyfriend stayed here. And yeah, it was great. We cooked a lot. It was definitely harder cooking in a smaller kitchen with more dishes. Usually we will have multiple people cook things and we all meet at my house, like at my parents' house. But because we all were just at my house, like we had to take turns in the kitchen. It got really hot in here. It was a little bit of a hassle, but once we ate, it was great. It was delicious. We did our cute little annual, like, what are you thankful for speech before eating. This year, like, three family members were thankful for Jesse being here in my life and in our lives, which was really cute. And I tried not to get emotional because I was, like, buzzing already and also getting hot because I was drinking wine. So I was like, oh, my God. But we got through it. It was great. We spent time together. We went out to dinner. We went to the mall. My parents got to see Fashion Square for the first time, see the decorations, and my grandparents. And then we set up my tree. So I know last time I was mentioning Tiffany and I were going to like put the decorations and take them off. So we did. And we ended up, like, I returned everything I didn't need for the tree. So we decorated. It was gorgeous. I'm sure some of you saw it on social media. I loved it. I was very proud of it. My boyfriend was proud of me too. So, and thank you, shout out to my bestie for helping with that. And then speaking of her, she gave me the news like not too far into December that she was going to be moving like to California sooner. She actually moved to San Diego, which is great because I still get to see her all the time, even though I'm super sad. Obviously, I still have other friends here in Phoenix, but Tiffany was kind of one of those friends that I saw often. But the good news, like looking on the bright side, you did not move back to North Carolina. You didn't go somewhere far. Like every time I go home, I can see you. So, and I know hopefully she'll be back in a year like she says, but obviously we don't know where life takes us. So I'm not gonna like look forward to that until I know. But yeah. Also went back to San Diego a couple times from Thanksgiving on to Christmas. Did a lot of traveling with my boyfriend. And one of the things, we went to my best friend, Cassandra. Sorry, I don't know if she cares about her name being on here, but whatever. Her and her husband had the baby shower for their little girl who was actually just born. Like, what day are we in? 2 days ago, because it was January 6th. I'm like, is it the 8th or the 9th today? I don't know. I'm recording this ahead of time. But yeah, they had their second baby. She is perfectly, preciously beautiful. I already saw her. She has my best friend's nose. Oh my God, so freaking cute. I can't. Like, ugh, gets me emotional. So we went to the baby shower. That was super fun. What else? We went out to like two Christmas bars one weekend and then another weekend. It was really fun. The first time we went dressed cute, like in like holiday, like not dressy, but like more like nicer attire. And the second time, Drea actually like kind of got all her friends, and like I brought Tiffany because she was already in San Diego. And then Jesse and I, we all met up. We all wore Christmas pajamas and then went around downtown San Diego to the bars, met up with another family friend who's been on the pod, Jesus. So it was super fun. Had a great time. It was a trip. Tiffany actually has never gone to a real club or bar before, believe it or not. And she's literally 27 years old. I'm calling her ass out on here right now. Crazy concept. And I still don't understand why we didn't go out like before I met Jesse. But I guess I met Jesse pretty soon after I moved back. But even then, like, it was a whole thing. I'm not going to go into details. But it was her first time. So we went out. We had a blast. She got fucked up. We ended up taking her home after. But I'm glad she had a great time. And it was fun. It was fun. It was a fun little get-together. Even though I am just so over the bars and the clubs. But because I was comfortable wearing Vans and, like, pajamas, honestly, I was fine. It wasn't that bad. So, yeah. Oh, I think like advice I would give to people when you're Christmas shopping, do the Black Friday deals, because that helped me a lot. Also, I'm typically a person that does things ahead of time. So I start shopping for Christmas like usually September, October. If I see something, I'm like, oh my God, they would love it. I'll like put it and like get it and put it in the closet. I didn't really do that this year, but I technically did start like right before, because I think the Black Friday deal started like right before Thanksgiving. So I started purchasing everything and I was pretty much done buying everything by like the first week of December, which was great. I just had a couple last minute gifts like for like my immediate family members. I didn't know what to get them. Got my parents some Vuori clothes. I was very happy. I was like, oh, I'm spending a lot on my parents this year. I was like, they deserve it. They've helped me so much with the house. And then, yeah, what else? So I think those are like the major things. Spending the holidays with Jesse and my family was definitely one for the books, and definitely I would say it's the first time this has ever happened. Like, I've never had a significant other spend the holidays with my family so intimately, like literally being there on the 24th with my family on one side, spending the night for Christmas morning. Like, my mom, if you've come over, like, she has the house all set up a certain way since we were like, we have like a lot of family traditions. A lot of it's just like American typical traditions, but our family does it the same every year. For example, like, we wake up early, there's literally still milk and cookies at the freaking fireplace. Even though all of us know there's no Santa, so hopefully your kids aren't listening to this right now because, oops, I don't know, maybe I should bleep that out. But anyways, and then also, like, we wake up, we make hot cocoa and freaking coffee, like, coffee for, like, the parents and now me because I drink coffee. My siblings still do the hot chocolate. We all sit down and we all open presents. One of us is Santa, puts the hat on, and we just give a gift to each person, and then we all open them, and then we do another round. So I've never had somebody there for that. So it was pretty special. Honestly, I've never felt so close. I feel more close to him than I ever have before. I feel like every week our relationship just gets stronger, like in a way that I've never had with anybody in my entire life. I can't explain it. I don't know if it's because we're older and our relationship's so healthy. The communication's there. Like, everything I've ever asked for in a partner, he is that. And I am so appreciative. So, baby, if you're listening, like, thank you once again. Like, you got me through the holidays. Like, it's a stressful time. I was unemployed. And honestly, I had a great time and it was very memorable. Also, seeing my Theo's little baby, he's like 10 months, holding him, playing with him, like, it was so funny. Like, on the 24th, like, my family kept saying like little comments about Jesse and I, because we're holding the baby and like going back and forth. Jesse loves babies, Jesse loves kids, so he wanted to hold the baby. And my dad was like, oh, you guys are practicing. I'm like, just making little comments. And then my Theo was like, oh, it's very contagious. Or I think my grandpa said that. I don't even know. Everybody was making comments. And my mom was like, I know, and I'm hoping it is. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So it was a whole thing. It was very, I don't know. It's just different. When you get older, now your family wants you to have babies. And like 5-6 years ago, they were like, no, do your career. Make sure you graduate college. Do things. Buy a house. Whatever. Like, get your shit together before you have a baby. So yeah, it was definitely something. We did a lot of fun things. We went to Coronado. You know, I saw my other cousin had her baby. Such a beautiful baby. Oh, so happy. She looks just like her. We got to meet her. I got to see Anthony. He's been on the pod before. My other cousin went to go see his apartment for the first time finally. So it was a lot. I got to see everybody. I got to see my bestie right before she had the baby, like after Christmas. So it was nice. What I'll end with, because I'm sure I missed something that was big, which I can go into like next episode. But kind of what I want to go into to the today's topic, and it's probably like a sad topic that I shouldn't be starting coming back to the new year with this, but it was really like, it affected me deeply, which is why this episode is late. Like, I meant to have this, like, do an episode last week, but I was like, I just couldn't do it. And I was not in the mood, and I haven't been for the last like 2 weeks. But the topic is losing a family pet. My family and I, I'm trying not to cry, so I would like refuse. Like, I literally bawled my eyes out like 10 times, making and watching over and over again the reel that I posted on Instagram about my puppy Kiara. And she's not a puppy because she's 12 years old. She was 12 years old, but I still call her a puppy because she's the happiest and just sweetest little dog. Like, yeah. So anyways, basically Kiara, I'm going to go into Kiara. I got Kiara in high school. I think I was a junior. So she's been with me for a very long time. She's been with me through every heartbreak, every relationship since high school. Sorry, baby. I know you probably don't care about hearing that part, but it's the truth. Because, you know, at a teenage age, like having your pet be there through emotional times is really important and very impactful. She's been through all the cats that I freaking had. All my friends and the family know that I've had so many cats. So she's met all my cats. She's been through times that we've had tough times losing family members in our family, like in our extended family. She's been there through everything. Honestly, when I first moved out, graduating college for both colleges, for my bachelor's and my master's degree, she's been there for a lot and so much more I can't even describe. During COVID, she was diagnosed with cancer. She had a tumor in her leg, and we went to a couple of vets in San Diego or whatever in the US, and they were trying to chop off her leg because they said, hey baby, they said that the surgery would be too risky to remove the tumor, and obviously that surgery is going to cost over 10 grand. So my family couldn't afford that, and we didn't want her suffering. We also didn't want to put her down because she seemed pretty fine. It was just like the tumor, and then a couple times, you know, here and there she'd throw up, but she wasn't like slowing down. She wasn't sleeping, like she wasn't not eating, like everything else was great. So we decided to get a second opinion, or I should say like a third, fourth opinion, in TJ. Because obviously you guys know San Diego's at the border. It's like 30 minutes to just go over the border. And pet care out there, like veterinarians, are cheap as hell. And it still kills me to this day that the U.S. charges so much when so many people could probably help their pet or attempt to help their pet, but they can't afford to. So they either like abandon them or they put them to sleep when maybe they could have been, you know, saved. I don't want to say that because I feel bad if I'm triggering people who have had to do that and now are like thinking back, but it's a lot of it's true. Also, like my dad always says, in America, like we take shortcuts. You know, he always gave me this example with cars. Like, you know, you get a scrape or a dent in the bumper from a car accident, and the insurance, they just want to like replace the whole bumper. When like if you go like anywhere else in the world, most likely they're just going to fix the problem. They're going to fix the one thing and make it look brand new, which maybe costs more, but maybe it's more labor. It takes more time, but it's not the easy way out, right? So my dad has always given that example with a lot of little things, even like dentist work, things like that. So he had related that same scenario to pet care. He said that over here, everybody wanted to cut off her leg, but when we went to TJ and got that other opinion, the vet was like, no, like I can remove this. It will be difficult, but it can be risky, but I can do it. So they ended up removing the tumor. I think it only cost my parents about $700, which is like cheap as hell if you guys know anything about surgery, especially for pets. So she was fine. They did checkups a couple times a year since then. It's been like, well, I guess now it's 5 years, right? Because it was COVID, like 2020. And she had no cancer. Like she was healthy, running, acting like everything was fine. She just recovered a little bit after, of course, but everything was great. As the years passed, didn't really notice anything. You know, she was healthy. We knew that she was coming of age, of course. Like, you know, now she was 12. So she's older, and older dogs typically live up to maybe like 13, 14, like sometimes 15. But typically once you get to like that 14, 15 year old and older, that's usually like little dogs. They say little dogs live longer. I don't even know what the reason behind that is. But so anyways, I don't even know if you guys just heard that burp, but sorry. Been having a lot of heartburn lately. I swear to God, I'm just getting old. It's just all going downhill. Anyways, so we as in like me, because my family lives with Kiara, right? Like I didn't take her with me when I moved to Phoenix for a lot of reasons. Number one, the fact that it's too hot and she would have to be in the house all the time. And I work and I do a lot. So anyways, My family noticed, but I don't think I noticed because I've been going back and forth to San Diego since October. Like when I got laid off, I started going like every 2 to 3 weeks. I've gone like 4 or 5 times already. I noticed the beginning of December. So right before we went back for Christmas, she was like slower. Now, mind you, she gained a lot of weight. So she was a chunky, thick girl. Like my dog was like, you know, wobbling. So I'm like, I was thinking it was the weight or like, you know, she's slowing down because her joints, right? Like she's an old dog, like taking her out for walks. She's excited. But then like we're like 3 minutes into the walk and she's like, like panting and dying out of breath. So I just thought it was like joints are hurting. She's old. She's out of shape. She's a little overweight, whatever. Nothing crazy though. Like she's not like obese where I'm like, oh my God, she's going to die from that. So that was it. Well, when I came home for Christmas, we came 5 days before Christmas. And like the second night we were there, we woke up and Jesse said, like, I was half asleep. And he's like, I think your dog threw up. So that was like the first thing. But I didn't think anything of it because she's thrown up in the past. Same with my cats. And then like a couple days later, I guess she threw up again. And I remember because my mom knocked on our door and she was like, hey, I'm going for work. Just careful. Don't step on the puke. I don't have time to clean it up. Like my mom was like running late. So and I never saw the puke either of those times because like I think my dad cleaned it up before then. So then it wasn't until another thing that happened, I guess, is the 24th. So the 24th, we all took like family photos and Kiara came to us to be in the photo. Like we didn't even call her. She literally walked in the photo and I posted that photo. That was the last photo we all took with her. I'm so happy it was taken. And then afterwards, Bella, my sister, wanted to take photos like individually with her, which I regret not doing now, but don't want to go into that because I'm going to get upset. And when she like kind of scooted Kiara to the side, like Kiara like made like a crying, like a yelping noise. And we were like, oh my God. So I'm over here thinking like, you know, you hurt her hip, like she's old, like her joints are hurting. Like we were already talking about getting her vitamins for her joints and stuff like that. Her last doctor appointment was like a couple, like 3 months ago. So not too long ago. So I didn't really notice anything until the 27th. So 2 days later, I don't know if she slowed down the 26th. We had a lot of errands. We were trying to hang out with like multiple people. On the 26th, we hung out with like 3 people before we were leaving. So we weren't even home. So on the 27th, I noticed she didn't come to me, but it didn't really occur to me like, oh, she's just tired. Because like when I got home, we went out, we came home, she was under the table and I kind of looked at her and she looked at me, but like she did, sometimes she does that. Like she sleeps under the table. I didn't think anything of it. Well, Jesse and I went to go take a nap. We took a nap like every day on our trip there. Like we were just exhausted. So we took a nap and my dad wakes us up and knocks on the door and he's like, hey, like, I don't think Kiara's doing well. Something's wrong. So I finally get up. We go over there and look. Kiara's just not moving. She's very like quiet. She's like kind of just looks upset. She already had thrown up again, my dad said, which I didn't know. And then at that point, she was already sitting in the living room. Like my grandparents were over because my mom was working and we were all hanging out in the living room. And she was just laying and she wasn't moving. Like she didn't get up. She wouldn't move. Like she just looked, something was wrong. Like even like petting her, she wasn't reacting. So at that point, we realized like we need to take her to the vet tomorrow, which at this point it was Friday night. So Saturday morning, we have like a 24-hour vet in TJ. We do have a 24-hour vet, but at that time, because of the holidays, they weren't 24 hours. So we had to wait till Saturday morning because we had just taken Luna actually on that same Friday morning for something else. So we had asked, are you guys 24 hours? And they're like, yeah, we typically are, whatever, whatever. So we didn't even know we were going to take Yara to the vet when we took Luna to the vet that same day. Luna was just going for like a checkup. So then basically it kind of just went downhill after that. Throughout the night, like another hour passed, we're getting towards like 9 to 10 o'clock PM. Kiara is just not doing well and she ends up throwing up. So Jesse helped me clean it. She's not eating. She's not drinking. I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm kind of in denial thinking that she maybe was fed something on Christmas that upset her stomach. So we were like, that's weird. But then Jesse reminded me and he's like, babe, like she threw up the first like 2 days we were here, like before Christmas. Like I think she just hasn't been feeling good. So my mom comes home like almost closer to, I think after like 11:30, like midnight, my dad already went to bed and we already had the plan on going to TJ. My mom had plans on Saturday, but obviously like she had to go handle with my dog. Like, she canceled the plans. And my mom was there with us. We were up for like 2 hours, like watching a movie. And my mom and me, Jesse, were trying to get her to like get up. She couldn't stand up. So she would stand up, but her back legs like weren't working. So then I'm thinking, like, is something wrong with her hips? Like, still thinking it's old age, upset stomach. Like, her back leg would not get up. So then we're thinking, well, maybe her leg's asleep because she's been laying down for literally like 6 hours without moving from the same spot. So they finally help her up. I'm already starting to like tear because I'm seeing that she can't get up. They finally get her to start walking, and she goes outside to go use the restroom because she has not peed in hours. And then she doesn't make it back in the house. So she goes outside, then she comes to the sliding door, and then she kind of just lays down. She doesn't collapse. She just lays down like she needed fresh air. And I told my mom, she does it a lot. Like, normally she'll just sometimes lay outside because she gets hot in the house, like stuffy. She's a husky. Like, what do you expect? Their fur. So I did not go over there to deal with it because I couldn't handle it. So Jesse and my mom were dealing with the dog, and then they let her out. So like, we came back to finish the movie, and we let her like lay out there for like 10 minutes. And then I'm like, she's not coming back in. What's wrong? So we go look, and then Jesse's like talking to her outside, like, you know, come on, baby, like, let's go inside. And then my mom, they're lifting her inside, like dragging her because she cannot get up. Then she's laying on the kitchen floor. It was just bad. So I start crying, and I grab her bed, and I drag her bed to the kitchen, like where the sliding door is. And I'm like, hey, like, let's try to get her to walk at least to the bed, and then we'll drag the bed back to the living room with us. So we did that. Kiara was able to walk onto her bed. She laid down, and then we pushed her all the way to the living room to sleep with us. And I was crying because I realized something's really wrong. And I really wanted to take her sooner, but... And some of you might be thinking, oh my God, how could you not take your dog to the vet right away? Well, I already knew that there's no way like we were going to be able to afford it in the US. Like, that was just the reality. So I would have to put her down like right then and there. Also, like, I'm still thinking it's a stomach ache because she threw up a couple times. I missed that part. She threw up like 2 more times. We gave her some water, then she threw up. It was like all acid. So she wasn't throwing up anything like solid. And mind you, my parents were going straight like at 7 a.m. So like at this point, it's like 6-7 hours away, which I'll get into like the reasoning, what they found. So obviously, like, I felt at first I'm feeling guilty because we didn't take her right away. But then I realized like it wouldn't have done anything anyways. So for any of you who are like, oh my God, how could you not take your dog? Well, there you go. Like, you're hearing it right now. So plus my mom wanted my sister there if we were going to have to put her down because she wanted the whole family there. So, and plus, we didn't even think, honestly, that it was going to get to that point. We just thought it was a stomach ache. So, that's that. So, we go to sleep. We wake up in the morning. Jesse and I were supposed to leave around 11, 12. But I told my parents, wake me up at 7, like, when you guys go to TJ, so I can say bye to my dog. And also, like, say bye to my parents. Sorry, I just burped again. So, then we wake up, and my dog cannot get off the floor. At this point, she's worse. So I'm stressing out. Jesse and my parents are trying to, like, lift her to get her to walk to the car. She's a very big, hefty dog. So to hold her, like, plus, this is the thing. We would have held her with two people, but she was, like crying or whelping if we held her hip, like, around her tummy. So that was the reason why it was harder to pick her up. So basically, after that, they finally get her the car. I'm like crying now, like crying. My brother, I wake him up. He comes and like hugs Kiara. We call her Kiki. Like, he hugs her. I kiss her. Like, I hug her too. And my parents leave to TJ. I told my mom, if they need to put her down, God forbid, I said, we will stay another day. Like, because he doesn't have work till Monday. We were leaving Saturday. I was like, we'll just stay another day. I said, but call me like when you get there. Tell me what's going on. If not, like, then we'll just leave back to Phoenix. So I get a phone call like 3 hours later, and basically my mom's saying she's not doing well. My mom's like trying not to cry and saying that there is something wrong with her kidney and her liver. And they did x-rays, blood work, everything. And I guess there was like a mass under her liver that already had been there. So they never confirmed, and I didn't confirm with my parents at that point. It didn't matter. But like, if it was cancerous, we know she had cancer. She was a cancer survivor. Like, it could have been that, but who knows? So basically they told us that they had to like they wanted to try to clean out her liver and kidneys or like filter it. I don't know if it was dialysis. I don't know what they were doing, but they needed to keep her for 48 hours overnight. And my mom was like going back and forth. She's like, I'm not leaving her here. Like, I don't want to leave her. Cause obviously like TJ, yeah, it's 35, 40 minutes away, like with traffic, but realistically, like, you have to cross the border. It's a hassle. Like, it's not like we can just go down the street to a vet like 5 minutes away and go check on her. So my mom was freaking out. I was freaking out, but part of me was staying logical because I knew down deep that if we brought her back, it was they're going to be putting her to sleep or like bringing her home and she was suffering, because there's no way my parents are going to be able to afford more than $5,000 for their veterinary care. So, and I was going to not put her down because we can't afford something. So I was like, no, she's staying in TJ. I trust the healthcare there. Like, Drea brought her dog there when her dog's legs went out and like they were like, seemed like she was paralyzed from the waist down, and they helped her. They fixed the dog. They fixed her, and like she was fine after. So I was confident in these doctors. So they leave her there. And so Jesse and I decide to go back to Phoenix. We come back home here. And like, I'm already like upset, sad, whatever. We hang out together. We go to sleep. The next morning, I have a text from my mom and it says like, are you awake? So I'm thinking there's an update, whatever. So I say yes. So she calls me and basically she starts like, you know, when your voice starts to tremble, like you already know someone's going to start crying. She was like, so the doctor called me at 6 a.m. and unfortunately, and like, I just lost it. Basically, Kiara didn't make it through the whole process that they were trying to help her body. I freaking lost it. Try not to cry right now. I was hysterical. Jesse was trying to calm me down. I've seen Jesse tear before, but I never seen Jesse cry. So that was the first time I really saw him really cry. And he was just holding me and trying to like, you know, just help me basically. I just couldn't stop crying, and my dad, like everyone handled it in their own way. Like my mom told me, she told my sister, I didn't even want to reach out to my siblings. And I'm sorry, like if they're listening, like I just couldn't do it. I didn't talk to anybody for like 3 days. I didn't even go on social media. Like I just didn't deal with it. And I think I've had an episode with my best friend, Alin, about death on here. And I have lost some, like one person close to me, but I never dealt with it the right way. I barely cried and I was in denial, and I still to this day still feel in denial. Like I know it sounds weird, but I've never dealt with death properly and I've never had to deal with it. And I think this was the first time I've ever dealt with death like this. And this was the hardest loss I've ever had in my life, which sounds so weird, but she's my dog since I've had her since she was 8 weeks, like 12 years, gone through so many life milestones with me, like chapters in my family's lives, like the sweetest dog ever. When I tell you she wouldn't even bark at a neighbor, bark at a mailman, if there's somebody at the door, worst guard dog ever. When I tell you, worst guard dog, literally will go with anyone. I had a complete, well, one of my good friends, how Kiara had not, I don't even think had met or maybe seen like once, like in her whole time of living. I had her go pick her up and she just went with her willingly. My freaking sister's crazy ex took our dog from our backyard and left, and she just went with him willingly. Like, she'll go with strangers. Like, she does not bark, growl, nothing. Sweetest dog ever. And just knowing that she was gone and I wasn't there to be there, like watching her as she passed, like that's what killed me. And my mom was devastated because she really wanted all of us to be there in her last moments. But my mom like assured me that basically right before she went in, like before they were going to leave, she was like holding Kiara, petting her and telling her like, we love her so much. Don't worry. Like, we're going to help you and like whatever. Sorry. Ugh. So yeah, it was the hardest. I was in bed for days. I couldn't deal with it. I don't know why. I haven't cried that much in a very long time. Like, I cried a lot like when my ex-husband left me, and I cried a lot when I lost my like one of my best friends. I cried a lot when I lost my great-grandparents. I've cried, but I haven't cried that hard since probably like my senior year, when I was like through the worst time of my life. And I cried all the time. I was crying like hysterically. Like, I haven't cried like that since then. So it has been over 10 years. And feeling like that again was just like debilitating. Like, And it's crazy because, like, Dre and I have had this conversation because Dre is one of the closest people to me about how I don't like to cry in front of people that I know. Like, I'd rather cry in front of strangers, which is so odd, but it's just how it is. And it's true. Like, I didn't want anybody feeling pity for me. Like, I didn't even tell my best friend. Like, she asked me what I was doing on New Year's Day, and I told her, and I didn't even tell her what I was going through because I just didn't want... I hate when people are like, I'm sorry. I don't like it. And that's something that Jesse and I have in common because we've talked about dealing with death. And I've told him like how have you dealt with grief and things like that because he's lost his grandpa. And he doesn't like telling people when he's upset or sad or loses somebody. Like, he won't tell anybody because he doesn't want people feeling like pity for him. And I'm like, I can actually understand that. And sometimes, like, you might think otherwise because, like, you post and stuff, but, like, that's why I didn't even post that I lost my dog until, like, a couple days later. I think I posted it on New Year's Eve or, like, the day before New Year's Eve. Like, I just couldn't tell the world yet because it also made it feel real, and I just didn't want people reaching out to me. Like, I took days to respond back to everyone who gave me condolences, so thank you so much. It means a lot, but, and I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. But, yeah. So... hardest loss of my life. And I realized losing a pet, guys, they're just so innocent. They're a family member, especially if you've had your pets for like over 5 years. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, my cat Ari, like, she got lost and maybe I didn't have closure, which is why I'm telling you this death was harder. But I only had her for 2 years. Not to say my love is any less. Like, I loved her so much. She was my world. But Kiara was with me for 12 years. It's a different type of pain. And I just feel like pets, they love you unconditionally and they just don't understand sometimes. And I think that's what was killing me was like, I don't know how long she was feeling this way. Like, I don't know what her thoughts were. I know she wanted to be there with us. Like, when she wasn't feeling good on her last night, like before we took her to the hospital, she was literally laying with our family in the living room, even though she wasn't feeling well. So it was just, I didn't even want to talk about it. So I think for those of you who can relate to this, losing like a childhood pet, like cat, dog, whatever, it hurts. It's a different type of pain. And I told Tiffany, because she called me, I finally talked to her a couple days after I was dealing with everything because I didn't want to talk to anyone. And I told her, I feel guilty a little bit because I feel like, how could I say this is the hardest loss? And like, compared to like a good friend or another family member, and like, those are humans, and like, this is a dog. And she goes, girl, like, I cry and I'm more upset for animals when they pass than people. And I'm like, that's how I feel like I am. And I don't know if anybody else can relate to that, but I don't know if it's just because they're innocents or like what. I'm like the same way in movies. When animals get hurt, cry or die, I start getting emotional. Did I say animals cry? I don't know. Die, get hurt, whatever, I start crying. But when people die or get hurt, I don't really cry. It has to be like a very emotional situation or something that I can relate to. It's triggering for me to get emotional during a movie. But when it comes to animals, I'm always a sucker for that. And I think that's why this hurts so much. But yeah, so now I know she's in a better place. My best friend Alin sent me like this little thing about them crossing the rainbow. I know she's going to see my bestie Marissa and Ari up there, my kitty, and all my other pets. So I hope that she's in heaven and I hope that she is living her best life. All those puppuccinos up there, she's probably eating all of them and running around and everything. So I'm done being sappy on here. I'm sorry I started this year's episode with a sad episode, but I just needed to talk about this because I don't think it's talked about enough. I think people don't want to admit that the death of a pet might hurt more or be way more impactful than a death of somebody else you know. And that's probably crazy to some people to say out loud, but it is for me. I miss my family. I wanted to be with them. And Jesse was like, we'll drive over there right now. Like, I'll call off work and everything. And I was like, the fact that you would do that means the world to me. And that's enough. I said, no, like, we are all grieving. I don't even want to see anybody. Like, part of me wanted to hug my mom and cry. But like, another part of me was like, no, like, why am I going to uproot? Like, you know, like, you have work. Like, we just got back. Like, there's no need. Like, I'll deal with it. So But I'm not going to lie, I haven't really talked to my family this week just because I don't want to get emotional on the phone. So, yeah. Oh, but Jesse is so cute. He ordered a bouquet of flowers on Costco. I didn't even know you could get flowers delivered on Costco.com. He looked and he delivered them without telling me. I didn't even see what the flowers looked like until they arrived on my parents' doorstep. They arrived on the 1st, so it took a couple days to get there. But he sent some flowers for Kiara, and then he got me flowers, of course. But I love that man so much. So thank you, babe, for getting through this with me. Because that's not how I wanted my year to end, but it's okay. On a happier note, if you don't have a pet, I highly recommend getting one. Yes, losing a pet is hard, but they're like the best thing that you could ever do, especially if you're someone that struggles with mental health, anxiety, depression, loneliness. I don't even know if that's considered mental health, but just being lonely. Maybe you don't have as many friends as you wish you would, or you struggle to hold relationships. I don't know. Whatever it is, pets do a wonder. And dogs are so fun and lively, joyful, active, and they love you unconditionally, like stupid unconditionally. But I also recommend cats. And if you guys know me, I'm a cat person 110%. Kiara is the only dog that I ever love as much as cats. And that's because she's mine and I picked her out and I wanted her. I still tell Jesse all the time, I was never going to get a dog ever for the rest of my life unless my future husband wanted a dog. He wants a dog. I told him he has to wait. I'm not getting a dog with my boyfriend. We're going to be married by the time we get a dog. Sorry. Plus, I need to like fix this backyard up. Like, no, there's freaking dirt outside. They're not tracking in dirt. Like, no. Cats are just way cleaner and easier. So anyways, love you, Kiki. So cats are really great too. And I have a friend / coworker who actually got two cats for the first time, like ever. She never had cats before. And I was so happy to hear that. Speaking of cats, Luna is literally knocking crap down off the fireplace. Oh yeah, I got a fireplace, guys, on Black Friday. Not on a Black Friday sale, but like the day after Thanksgiving. My parents helped me with Jesse get it in the house, and honestly, I'm freaking obsessed. Luna, I'm recording, so I need you to stop making noise. So, cats. Cats, like, they're purring. And Jesse's so funny because he never had a cat before, so he was like, oh my god, like, she's vibrating. Like, what is she doing? What's going on? What does it mean? Like, when he first started coming over and we were first dating. But it's healing. And a lot of, like, things will show, like, studies and stuff, that purring actually heals wonders. So if you're someone that's like anxious or depressed or unhappy, like, or sad, having a cat on you that's purring will actually make you feel better. And I definitely believe that, because every time I feel her purrs, I feel calm. And I'm a person that stresses out a lot, so having that, it just makes me feel like, okay, let me take a deep breath, like, soothe, relax. Now if you're a person that's super active, loves hiking, loves being outdoors, loves running, just loves being out and about, a dog is probably better for you. Or have both. I don't know. I grew up with both. I still prefer cats. They're just easier in the house. Like, I don't understand it, guys. Like, these cats, they literally dig up their shit in a litter box, yet they smell like perfume 24/7. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. They clean themselves 24/7. Hi, Mama. And cats are so clean. Jesse's parents came over the other day and they were like laughing because they were watching her take a bath and they didn't know that cats did that. And his mom was like, wait, you don't like take them baths at all? And I'm like, no, like, if you smell her, she smells like perfume. I've never sprayed her, like, nothing. She just smells good all the time. Yet cats have stinky breath. So everything about them smells great, but they have stinky freaking fish breath, which, crazy, but I don't know. It works for me. It works for us. Jesse loves Luna. Jesse is now a cat dad. He's obsessed with her. So it works out perfectly. But definitely recommend getting a pet, especially if you're someone who's in that awkward dating realm and you just feel alone, but you don't want to call like your situationship over, the guy that you left because you thought you had more self-worth. So you're like, oh, I'm not hitting him up anymore. But then you get lonely on a Friday night and you're watching TV, eating junk food, and you're like, I miss him. Well, okay, get a freaking dog or a cat, dude. They're going to keep you occupied. Probably a dog more if you really want to be distracted. But even cats, like, holding them in bed, like, beats anything. Like, I honestly, like, my cats are, when I used to live alone and I had two cats, like, that was enough for me. Like, I didn't need anybody, like, honestly. So I think I recommend giving up, like, getting a pet if you don't have one. Obviously, you need to be financially, like, stable, because it costs a lot. They cost sometimes more than a freaking kid at times. I don't know, maybe that's an incorrect, invalid statement, because I don't have a kid, but it depends. Like, if they need a $10,000 surgery like Kiara did, yeah, maybe they do cost more than a kid, because at least we got insurance as humans. And pets have insurance, but I feel like that shit don't cover nothing. I got pet insurance once, and that shit didn't do nothing for me. Like, they weren't covering anything that I needed to cover. I'm like, what's the point of paying for this? Anyways, okay, I'm done with my rant, so we're just going to get into our advice segment today. Out with the old, in with the new, out with the old, in with the new. Let's get it. Oh, gotta be peppy for this, even though I'm still tearing from the story that probably was way too much, like, too long. I probably, like, bored some of you for, like, explaining the whole thing, but I just had to, like, guys, it's part of my grieving process, okay? Leave me alone. I needed to, like, get that out. It was like a venting sesh. I needed to explain everything that happened, because a lot of you who are close to me, I did not tell you the whole story because I just couldn't bear it. But now, if you want to and you care, now you can listen to what happened from, like, her final days. Oh, my baby. Okay, into something more in the dating realm, more positive, funny, and I guess not really crazy, but this question came to me actually like a couple weeks ago. Hold on, let me make sure Jesse is not about to walk in this damn door. I didn't tell him I was recording. Oh my God, he's 2 minutes away, guys. Okay, I can do this before he walks in. Okay, hold on, let me find it. I screenshotted it. Have his location so I can know when he's gonna get home from work. Okay. Hey, Moni, I need some advice. I went through my boyfriend's group chat and I found something I didn't like. One of his friends is actually cheating on his girlfriend, and I feel like all the guys are hyping him up, which makes me question his loyalty to me. Is that wrong? Should I tell him? Why do I feel disgusted with him? Okay. So old me would say, freaking go off. Old me would flip out. You're never going on a boys trip with those guys. You're never going to hang out with that guy alone without me. You're not going nowhere. How could you freaking do that? Blah, blah, blah. Freaking reacting like I used to react. New me would still be very upset. And I agree and understand the disgusted, like you feeling disgusted with him. It's a real thing. I've dated someone before where they did something that was cringe that made me feel disgusted, like wanting to throw up, even though I loved that person. So I get it. Hi, Luna. Daddy is almost home, so we need to hurry up with this sesh. So new me would sit him down. I'm assuming you guys have each other's passwords if you went through the group chat, which is dangerous because you probably shouldn't do that because it's... I know, like, if Jesse went through my phone and he's probably listening right now, like, I've never said anything bad about him, but, like, things are talked about that maybe your significant other shouldn't hear. Not necessarily about other people, but, like, even about your relationship. Sometimes girls just want to vent. Sometimes my bestie's like, you know what? He's been pissing me off. He's not doing the laundry. And I'm like, yeah, girl, you should talk to him about that. And it's, like, almost feels like you're talking behind your partner's back, which I've never done. And I told Jesse, like, I don't want to be that partnership. Like, we need to tell each other when we're mad at each other. So we do that. But obviously girls say things here and there, you know? Or maybe I want to tell my friend, like, damn, Jesse hasn't ate me out in a week. I'm about to make him eat me out tonight. Like, and he might be like, really, you're telling people that? So, like, yes, there's things in the group chat that maybe you shouldn't see, but whatever. You went through it, it's over with. So now I would sit him down, apologize for going through it, of telling him why you felt the need to do that. Maybe you didn't like his friends before, who knows? And then after that, what you need to do is basically explain to him what you saw. Ask him how long it's been going on, if he knows any details, how he feels about the situation, and go from there. If he tells you that it's wrong and he feels guilty, then you can ask him, well, then why are you hyping him up? Like, everyone's hyping up, that's wrong. And then you can describe your feelings of how you feel now about maybe that causes some trust issues, you feel uncomfortable around that friend, like, why is this your best friend if he's like that? Like, you don't really want him going out anymore. And if that's how you feel, tell him, but be calm. Don't accuse, don't say you're never, don't give demands. You're just going to tell him what makes you uncomfortable and go from there. That's the best advice I can give you. How he reacts is how you move forward. If he's telling you it's not a big deal, none of his business, I'm sorry, but I don't want to marry a man like that. I want to marry a man who's telling his friend, dude, what the fuck? You're ruining a good thing. Like, what are you doing? Or, man, just leave her. If you're not happy, just leave her. Don't keep doing this. Like, be a good guy. Because character is so important to me. if you have a bad character, how the fuck am I supposed to trust you in a marriage? Like, character is everything. So, and don't get me wrong, we've all made mistakes, but grown men, I'm assuming you're like my age, so I'm assuming these guys are our age. Like, we're fucking grown, like too grown for this kind of shit, especially in a group chat talking about infidelity is wild. But anyways, well, I'll see you guys next week. I have a lot probably more that I missed that I'm going to talk about. I missed you guys. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Flings and Things Official with an N, not and. I'm at Monida Montenegro, and this is episode 92. Bye.